This Saturday's 50th anniversary of the first astronaut moon landing comes as NASA is talking of taking another trip to the moon within the next 5 years, and of taking people to Mars by the mid-2030s. Astronomers, engineers, and human health experts across Wisconsin have been tracking the discussion, and some are working on projects potentially tied to more space travel. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
At the Washburn Observatory on the UW-Madison campus, astronomy instructor and science historian Jim Lattice is about to unlock a shutter to the night sky. Lattice opens part of the dome covering the observatory's 20-foot-tall telescope with the 15.5-inch lens. The telescope is powerful enough for good looks at the moon. And members of the public have been doing that a lot lately in advance of the Apollo 11 moon landing anniversary. Lattice is also willing to look back 50 years to what he remembers from that night.
Boy, I mean, I was a kid and very, very interested in the whole thing at the time. Certainly stayed up to watch it on TV. I think I might have been the only member of my family that did. I think everybody else figured they would read about it the next day.
These days, Lattice focuses on the science that was unleashed. He says the dirt and rock samples collected on the Apollo 11 and subsequent moon visits have given scientists a timeline of early developments in the solar system.
Even the theory, for example, which is now the most widely accepted theory, that the origin of the moon is from a massive planetary collision, the collision of the Earth with another primordial body, and the result being the Earth's moon.
On the UW-Milwaukee campus, several researchers are looking into ways to help future space travel. In the Civil Engineering Department, Associate Professor Rani El Hajar is trying to improve the reusability of rocket stages. El Hajar previously worked at the private spacecraft company SpaceX and says he's cautiously optimistic about more flights, including brief suborbital ones that so far are only for the well-to-do.
Maybe now the cost is $250,000 per passenger for a short flight. Maybe with time this value will drop significantly, where everybody perhaps can afford it, or a lot of people can afford it.
But El Hajar says there have been some recent failures with rockets, so he'd like to see a heavy amount of caution.
The worrying thing on my part may be that we have neglected that part of the equation. We have encouraged the commercialization, but not the regulation side of the equation.
While a trip to the moon might only take a few days, one to Mars might take as much as 7 months. Experts in exercise science wonder about the toll on the human body. This is a treadmill at Marquette University's new Athletics and Human Performance Center. On the International Space Station, scientists use specially designed treadmills to try to keep in shape. Center Director Sandra Hunter says weightlessness in space can affect bone density, muscle mass, balance, and blood.
The amount of blood that can get around the body in one beat, that's stroke volume, is declined, so therefore heart rate has to increase. So there's cardiovascular consequences. So tolerance to any type of activity is less.
Hunter has studied how space travel changes the human body and says additional exercise can't make up for all the negative effects. Still, she supports more space missions. So does UW-Milwaukee mechanical engineering student Nathan Swanson. He's part of a team working on sensors that could allow astronauts to do more weight-saving onboard building of tools with a 3D printer. Swanson says he might want to work in the aerospace industry and hopes this month's love affair with 50-plus years of space ignites a permanent romance.
I think it's got another 150 years, 200 years. I think this will never stop. We're never going to stop our curiosity of going beyond what we have.
Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.